Good afternoon. This is Brian Reynolds, County Library Director for Issues and Ideas on KCBX. Joining me today are Shannon Bates, Recreation and Public Arts Manager for the City of San Luis Obispo, and Christine Tardif, Library Manager for the County Library System. We're going to be talking about public art. Shannon, maybe we could start with this question. Why does the city have an art program? Why art?
I think that there are many, many benefits for having an arts program. From the city's perspective, one of the things that we find most significant is the economic benefit that art brings to our community, as well as just creating a sense of place. So with the economic benefit, you have tourism and people wanting to come to San Luis Obispo to see our art collection. And then the sense of place is for the people that live here, and it creates a sense of belonging and something interesting in their everyday fabric of their lives.
What brought you into the art world? Do you have a background there?
You know, I don't, but I have a background in community and involvement with recreation and city government. And so when the public art program was created, it's landed in different departments and had different homes over the course of the years. But we've found that having the arts program in Parks and Recreation really makes a lot of sense. That particular department is all about bringing community together and enhancing, you know, our quality of life. And so arts plays a big part in that. And so it has become a natural fit for our department and for my specific job responsibilities.
Thank you.
So tell us how the public arts department started in the city.
It was really a grassroots movement back in the later 90s. The Arts Obispo Arts Council was a big part of that, recognizing the need for a formal arts program within the city. We had a great support from the city council and the mayor at the time. And from there, it just has snowballed into official policies and procedures that make the public art program part of our city mission and part of our charter.
Yeah, how does it work? I mean, how is it funded, public arts?
We have two different ways that the city supports arts within our community. We have the city's own contributions through our capital improvement program. So every time that the city is going to build something, we contribute a percentage to arts. And whether that's arts as part of that particular building or in a fund for future public art programs. That's one way. And then the other way is we also have that same level of responsibility that we ask of our private developers. So anytime they're going to build something within the city, they're also asked to contribute, and they have the choice as well, either within their development themselves or as a fee that's later programmed for other art projects within the city.
So how has the community responded to this program?
I think that overwhelming support. Mm-hmm. At times it is more difficult to justify spending money on the arts. But I would say as a majority of the time, it's very well loved and supported. And I think that people see the benefits.
Shannon, have there been some works of art that stand out in your eye or in the public's eye, or have there been some art that are particularly popular?
Yeah, I would say that all of them have a specific and special meaning to this community. There's some that garner a little bit more publicity or community interest. We've recently embarked on this program where we're painting murals on utility boxes. It's a very visible project with, you know, over 30 different utility boxes being painted. And I think that that has brought a lot of attention to our arts program, just the sheer number of art pieces that are now kind of in and about our daily lives. You know, there's definitely some other ones. Puck in downtown center, he brings a lot of attention and a lot of joy to our community and to our visitors. And he has an interesting story behind him. Mm-hmm. And as well as Garnet, who's over by West End Coffee Shop. She also a lot of people are interested in her story and why she's there. And people come to see that particular sculpture. So those are just a few.
So it's safe to say, Shannon, that it isn't just the art itself, but maybe the context in which it's located in the city, or how it got there. I know that the Chinese bronze statue over near the railroad station honors the Chinese laborers on the railroad, and I know that some people believe that was a big deal and some not, but nonetheless, it probably brings more people to see it than they otherwise would, just knowing that there was a, if not a controversy, at least some discussion about it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, behind every art piece, there's a story, and that story is as interesting as the piece itself.
Mm-hmm. In fact, the reason why we're so interested in public art, the library became even more interested in public art, is we became a recipient of the city's generous public art monies, and have just recently chosen an artist for our atrium project, our library atrium project in the main library in SLO. Our four 20 feet by 6 feet atrium walls, we went to an open call and jury. I was honored to be on the jury. And we actually just met last week and chose the artist. Can you tell us more about that library?
Before we get into that, I'd like to keep the suspense for another 30 seconds and let everyone know that my name is Brian Reynolds. I'm County Library Director. We're on Issues and Ideas on KCBX. And joining me in the discussion today are Shannon Bates, with the Public Art Program from the City of San Luis Obispo, and Christine Tardif, Library Manager for the County Library. So tell us how that turned out. That's a very exciting event.
It was. I think that everybody on the jury would agree that it was a very exciting process. And we had the opportunity to invite four local artists, muralists, back for a final presentation of concepts just last week. Mm-hmm. And we were very excited with the outcome and have selected an artist. And I believe that we would like to announce that artist today on this interview show.
Sure, go for it.
The artist we selected, his name is Robert Maha. He's originally from the Dominican Republic. He's lived in this county for the past 6 years. A very, very talented muralist. Mm-hmm. Bold, bright colors and movement, a lot about music and dance and culture. And I think everybody who comes in to see that mural will be as equally excited as we are when we got to see the concept. So stay tuned for that mural. I would hope that in the next 6 months we will have some degree of completion on that mural.
Right.
Christine, what was the background of this public art project in the library itself? I think you were the one that started it. Yeah. What was your motive, or what did you see in your dreams that could happen with this?
Well, it's the main library in SLO. It's about 25 years old now, and while beautiful, I was concerned that it was in need of just a little bit of a facelift and some color, so I sought out how we could do this. I talked to Shannon, and I talked to another a colorist who actually gave us some ideas about painting the walls and that type of thing. So I really wanted the library to be a place where you come in and it grabs you. You gravitate toward it. It's colorful. It's beautiful. It's creative. To sort of match what is really going on, I really wanted the walls to reflect that. So this is actually just phase one. We actually are going to have the children's room done as well. There are rather even larger walls in the children's room that we're going to have done soon as a phase two, and then hopefully go to a phase three where 8 of our 13 pillars, or at least 8, will be also painted with murals, and then we will begin adding color. And overall, with the main library, we've had some reconstruction, and we've had some new architecture put in with some of our front desks and our self-check area, and relocating our computer lab. So we're really trying to give a facelift to the entire building, and I think Mr. Maha's mural is going to be a very welcome addition overall.
Tell me, what is one of the biggest challenges for art in a library? I think you know the answer, but I do too, if you don't.
I think anyone in the library community, we want it to be open to everybody. We are all about open access and diversity and making sure that everyone feels as if it's a place they can go and be comfortable and they're welcome. And so, of course, we didn't want anything extra controversial. But, you know, we deal with controversy already with some of our content. But I think Mr. Maha's work has a bit of an edge to it that I think I welcome that excitement, actually.
People probably could find him on the internet, I suppose. He has a website. To my mind, an answer to that question is libraries don't have much space. There isn't a lot of the walls are covered up with book stacks and other kinds of things. It makes it a little challenging to put art in a library. And so in this case, we're looking at atria above people's heads, pillars, the walls above the children's collection, so people can still see it, but it doesn't interfere with or compete with other items.
Well, I also think we're going to bring in a whole different group of people who haven't maybe been to the library in a while and don't really know exactly what it is we're doing or what's going on. I think we'll have those people come in just to look at the art, and we'll be capturing a whole new clientele. But I also hope that it'll be a stop on the public art venues throughout the city.
Shannon, I know that the city has put a lot of energy into the art program, and one of the things they've done is to create maps or walking tours of some of these artworks. Can you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Yeah, we have a few walking tours, specifically those art pieces that are in downtown. We have a walking tour of the utility box program. And then since our collection is quite widespread throughout the city, we also have created a virtual tour. So you can tour all of the pieces and a little bit about the artist and the background of the piece itself on our website, which is slowpublicart.com. And you'll find walking maps that you can print as well as our virtual tour.
I know sometimes in museums, Shannon, you can get an audio tour. There's some pre-recorded descriptions of the artist or the work of art, and you check out some headphones. Has that ever been contemplated?
It has, and that's kind of the new phase of public art is these audio tours or even electronic tours where you can scan a code at a public art piece and it'll bring up something on your smartphone.
Like a QR code.
Yeah. Yeah, and so we've contemplated that. One of the things that is going to start happening over the next year is the city has been committed to creating a public art master plan. Our program has matured and grown almost to the point where we need some more direction of where this community wants to see the arts go. And so we will be embarking on that journey soon, and those will be all the kinds of things that the master plan will look at and assess the needs of the community if that's something that they're interested in doing.
I'd like to remind our listening audience one more time that my name is Brian Reynolds. I'm the County Library Director, and we're on Issues and Ideas on KCBX. And joining me today are Shannon Bates, the Recreation and Public Arts Manager for the City of San Luis Obispo, and Christine Tardif, Library Manager for the County Library System. Christine, I know you have a question.
I wanted to mention that the city has been, again, kind enough with their public arts program to assist the library with their mural project. But I also want to give kudos to the Harold J. Muoc Charitable Trust for their generous donation in helping us reach our goals. And so this mural actually in the lobby is, we're able to go forward because of the grant funding that we received from the Mr. Muoc's Charitable Trust. And also making a little plug here that the library, we are, and I'm sure Shannon would probably agree that we are always looking for donations. I mean, there's, people who are patron of the arts and want to see artworks, but, for us specifically in the library to continue, we would certainly welcome that assistance. In fact, I want to ask you, Shannon, in what part of the public art department the program that people can actually donate, is that part of your program as well?
Yeah, we have the ability to take donations of art, and there's several pieces that are in our collection that were donated. Mm-hmm. Most recently was O Great Spirit, which is the large Native American sculpture that's on Prado and Higuera. Mm-hmm. That was a donated piece from the Ernst family. So we take donated works mm-hmm. as well as donated funds. Mm-hmm. And you will see a project at the Meadow Park community gardens, which was partially funded by a donor. Mm-hmm. So it is that portion of our program is alive and well, and the community is enjoying the results of a donated program. Mm.
Shannon, I just have to ask this because I'm a born troublemaker. Are there ever any issues that you can't resolve, say, between a donor and the artist? Does the city have to play the role of mediator ever?
Sometimes. I think it's not so much between the donor and the artist, but maybe a piece that is given to the city that maybe the community doesn't embrace with open arms, mm-hmm. and trying to mediate that. We've seen that, definitely.
It seems to me that art would stimulate conversation and stimulate different opinions, and that would be part of its function, just like a library. We have all kinds of books that some might be offensive to people, but still it's part of our role to have that. And when I go to an art museum, there's certain paintings I love and others that I'm indifferent to. But I think that's just part of it. Do you see, Shannon, this program changing or evolving over time?
Yeah, I think that every good program has to go through that. And that's one of the reasons why we're looking to do a public art master plan, is that it needs to evolve and it needs to change and it needs to embrace the new our new norms within the city and our community.
I'm guessing art reflects changing tastes and habits.
Of course.
All right. Christine.
Can I ask you, currently you have the second phase of the box art going on. Can you tell us a little bit about what's currently taking place right now, some of the public art projects, specifically the box art?
Well, we have the second phase, like you mentioned. 2 years ago, we started on the first attempt to mm-hmm. see how the community would react to painting our utility boxes. And it had some growing pains, and some people had to get used to it. But in the end, it has been one of the most talked about art programs, mm-hmm. and it really embraced by the community. And because of that, we received more funding to do an additional round, and that's what's going on right now. And you can see artists on the street painting those.
Shannon, have the boxes ever been vandalized or graffitized, anything like that?
Sure, that happens. But what we have found is that with the art on the boxes, it's improved about 75%. So there's always going to be graffiti, but it's reduced dramatically because of the murals.
Yeah, probably because there's local ownership. Christine, one last question.
Well, where can some people see some of the new box art that just been unveiled this last week? Where can they see some of it?
Yeah, we actually have our new walking map that's up on the website, slowpublicart.com. You can pull that up and you can see the original art box pieces as well as the new ones. And you can follow the map and take a tour around the city.
I'd like to remind everyone that this has been Brian Reynolds, County Library Director for Issues and Ideas on KCBX. Joining me today were Shannon Bates from the City of San Luis Obispo's Public Art Project and Christine Tardif, Library Manager for the County Library. Thank you.